Good morning. Thank you, Paul. And this morning we have the prayer service, so I'm only going to share a very quick message so we can have more time to pray together. In the New Testament, there are four captivity epistles written by Paul when he was in prison in Rome, and one of them is the letter to Colossians. It is believed that when Paul was in Ephesus, he sent Epaphras to establish the church in Colossae, because Epaphras was from Colossae. So Paul was never in Colossae. He didn't know anybody or a lot of people in Colossae, but he did hear a lot about Colossae from Epaphras. So when he was in Rome, he also wrote a letter to the church in Colossae. Just like all the other letters Paul had written, he started with a greeting and then prayer. And this morning we will try to look at how Paul prayed for a church he had never been to, someone he had never met. In Paul's prayer, there are two main parts. The first part is about thanksgiving, and the second part is about asking God to help the church in Colossae. In verses 4 and 5, okay, firstly, Paul talked about faith in Christ Jesus. We all start our faith from Jesus Christ. And this faith doesn't only start from we believe and we were saved. This faith has to continue and persist, especially in the first century when there are a lot of persecution or suppression in all the churches. It is very easy for any believer to give up their faith. So Paul gave thanks that the believers in Colossae, they can continue and persist with the faith. And then the second thing is about love. Love to all God's people. And Jesus gave his new command that we have to love one another because he has loved us. And also in 1 John, it says that whoever claims to love God but hates a brother or a sister, he is a liar. So it is a command from our Lord that being Christians, we have to love one another. And it is a very important attribute of all the Christians. And then thirdly, Paul mentioned about hope in heaven. And this hope is the reason of the faith and the love. And it came from the true message of the gospel. So in another word, because of the gospel, the true message of the gospel, it brought this eternal heavenly hope, and this hope changed people's attitude. So we know how to have faith as well as love. So we do not only focus on any difficulties or persecution in the world, but also we can look at people differently and we can know how to love them. And because we know that there is a much brighter, more glorious, eternal future, a perfect new world, that everything will be united in one in Christ. So actually in 1 Corinthians, Paul already mentioned about these three things, faith, hope, and love. So here is mentioning again the same three things. Those are the most important special attributes, characteristics of all Christians. After thanksgiving, Paul asked God for helping the people in Colossae. In verses 10 to 12, okay, firstly, pleasing God in every way because we have to live a life worthy of the Lord. Remember that we are saved. We have a new identity, and we were bought at a price, the high price of Jesus' crucifixion. So we belong to Christ, and we have to live a life for Christ. And pay attention that the main word is every way. Every way. Okay, we can always do something to please God. Always. But can we do everything to please God in every way? Which is the main word. We cannot do it for certain. We cannot do it. From this morning or from Christmas until today, have we done everything pleasing God? We cannot do it. So the thing is that we have to keep praying, asking God to help us, to help us to remember that we have to please Him in every way. And then Paul mentioned about bringing fruit in every good work. Again, every work, and they have to be good. Every work, and they have to be good. So we have to remember that we have to do everything with a good purpose. A good purpose of establishing people to have good testimony so we may bear good fruit. And Jesus said, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So it is the second asking to God that we can do everything, every good work to bear good fruit. Number three, growing in the knowledge of God. It is not about Bible knowledge. It is about knowledge of God. And the main word is growing. So it is not one off. It doesn't mean that we read the whole Bible in 1 year and then done graduation. No, there are no graduation. It is a lifetime learning, lifetime journey that bit by bit, step by step, day by day, we can get to know God better. We can walk with God. We can have God in our heart, and we can listen to God so we can know God better. Day by day, growing. So no one off. It is a continuous journey in our whole life. And then the fourth, it is about endurance and patience, and we ask God to strengthen our endurance and patience. In Greek, endurance and patience are two things. Endurance is about things, matters. Patience is about people. So there are always difficult things or difficult people in our world, and they will always be there. They will never walk away. In our life, there will always difficult things, difficult peoples. So we have to pray for God to help us to have endurance and patience, and pay attention that Paul didn't pray all these difficulties to be removed, or they may change. They will not be removed. They will always be there. So we need endurance and strength. And they may not change, or before they change, we have to change our attitude first. How we look at them, how we rely on God, so our endurance and patience can be strengthened. So we look at all these difficulties in different ways. And finally, giving joyful thanks to our Father. We can always give thanks to our Father joyfully. For all the joyful things, all the happiness, all the celebrations, all the achievements. But what if there are difficulties, suffering, loss of anything, or even sickness? We also have to give thanks to our Father. And joyfully, joyful thanks for anything we have to give to our Father. Because we have to believe that God always has the best will in our lives. And also we have our hope in heaven, which is from the true message of the gospel. So now we can look at the summary. Okay, we need to have faith in Jesus Christ, which is the starting, but which has to be continued. And then love, we have to remember that we have to love all people, no matter who they are, no matter how we hate them or we dislike them, we have to love them. And then hope, it is the eternal hope from the true message of the Bible, which is giving us an eternal heavenly hope we will always have. And then five, helping from God. We have to please God in every way. Everything we do, we cannot change the way we do things, but we have to pray to God that to help us to do everything to please Him. And then we bear good fruit with every good word. Every word has to be good. And pray that God will use all our words to bear good fruit. And then growing in the knowledge of God day by day, when we are walking with God, when we are getting better, knowing God better and better, we can be close to God. And we can keep asking God to guide our life all the way. And then endurance and patience, there are always difficulties in life. So we don't pray all of them to be removed. We don't pray they can be changed, but we can be changed. We can look at them differently because we can be strengthened by God. And lastly, we have to be always thankful, joyfully thankful to God for any circumstances, no matter good or bad, easy or hard. So this is Paul's prayer to the Colossians, someone he had never met. Paul was a disciple, and I would say that it was really different, really insightful, just a short prayer which is almost able to cover everything about a Christian's life. So I encourage you to, when you're home, go through this passage again and reflect on it, and you can pray for yourself, pray for the people next to you, or pray for the Church of Christ. Thank you.